I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this evening's 3-2 defeat at home to Sudbury. Stuart, it's a good half hour after the game now and I'm still struggling. How did we lose this tie here this evening?
We lost it because we switched off. People were not carrying through their instructions. It's as basic and as simple as that. They started slowly. First 10, 15 minutes, I didn't think we were at the races at all, but we worked our way into the game, doing the right things, getting the ball moving. And then I thought 15 minutes before half-time, we really took the game to them and probably should have scored then. Half-time, I reminded them that there's specific jobs every single player has to do. And I think they did it for the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half, got back to 2-1. And then we had a critical spell where we created another two or three good chances, but individuals took it on themselves to try, in my opinion, to try to be the hero when there were better options. And we missed these chances. It stayed 2-1. Maybe one or two people think one or two things with the referee didn't go for us, but I think we just, like Saturday, away there, relaxed. We didn't keep the game going. We didn't keep driving. And I've asked the players to forget about what they might think about the guy next to them. What did they think of their own performance? Because they did enough for 60 minutes on Saturday. They did enough for maybe 60 minutes of the 90 tonight. And then they let things happen. They let that team. I think we're better than them. Over the two games, I think we're better than them. And they're not a bad side. And we got nothing out of it because we conceded soft goals. Saturday and tonight, we conceded soft goals.
You mentioned individuals being heroes. Tony Reid shot wide when, if he'd teed up Dean Lodge, he could have had a tap in. Is that the sort of thing you're
talking
about?
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. There was no need for it. I've said to Tony, he thinks he's not had many chances there, if it's a chance he's got to go for. I understand that if it's 0-0. Right? When you're leading the game 2-1, there's a man between Tony Reid and the goal, and Lodge's free, work the player, draw him in, push the ball. Maybe that seems like too much, putting too much individual emphasis on one thing, but we did that on three or four occasions. That's the most obvious one, really. Maz did it twice. He had the ball wide. Instead of making the ball work and getting other people free, he gave possession away. These are the things we need to be better at. You know, it's spoiling what could be a good side.
Do you think fitness played a part today? Did we run out of steam at the end?
I don't think so tonight. I thought we didn't put enough into the first half hour tonight. And then we got going and we played, but I think it was just settling for what we had rather than driving on and really putting that game away, because as I said, there's more ability in that side than they realise, some of these players.
We're 2 up in the first game, we're 2-1 up here against 10 men. Do we deserve to go through if we haven't after that?
No, you have to be honest and you have to say no. We've conceded set plays, 4 goals from set plays. And that's unacceptable. People need to be standing up to be counted. I've said to the players many times through the season, it's one thing being a decent football player, it's another thing being a winner, because sometimes it involves getting hurt. And I think that's still an ingredient that's missing from some players on our side, not from others.
Their number 8 got sent off probably about a game and a half too late. Yeah. Richard Taylor got sent off near the end. Any complaints on his red card?
I think if you bring a guy down who's bearing in a goal, you're going to get, particularly a referee like that who likes to wield cards, I think he's going to be happy to do it. I think the game turned for us on the penalty away there. I think it was a soft penalty, but they've taken their chances. We've allowed them to take their chances. We need a bit more bottle. There's a lot of positives in the game, but when you lose, you can't be letting the positives hide things. There are weaknesses that we have to sort.
The K's fans were singing on the referee, "You don't know what you're doing." Fair comment?
The game is quite quick tonight, I think. I think the game was quite quick tonight, and I think he seemed to be making things up as he went along. He missed their 8, bouncing the ball in frustration, and when other people have had yellow cards for less, if you like. He missed a couple of bad tackles on our players, and any yellow cards or red cards, a K's player for not very much. I think referees sometimes start to try to balance things up, and that's when it goes to pot for them. They've got to just play the game as it is, and if it's continually fouls or yellow cards against them, let it be, you know. But when you try to balance it up, I think that's when mistakes come in.
From where I was standing, we were very much on top, and then their number 8 got sent off. and then it seemed like it was a siege in our own penalty box when we were playing against 10 men, which weren't able to kill the game off.
I think it's because individual players stopped working. I think they think, oh, that's it, 2-1, we're leading, 10 men, 20 minutes to go, we've done it. You have to play games out. And I've been discussing it with Mark and David Leeworthy. We should be encouraging each other even when we're winning, not just when we go behind. And I think if you watch some of the players, it's quiet. They're not really pushing each other on to a higher level, and we're capable of a higher level. Is it a fitness thing? Is it a confidence thing? I'm not really sure which one is the most missing. But I know that if that group of players can just help each other that little bit more, they can achieve quite a bit.
We've talked often this season, you said your main priority is a striker. We conceded 3 goals tonight and we've kept 2 clean sheets all season. Is perhaps the priority further back in the pitch?
It is when you concede goals from set plays. Yeah, I think that, I'll be honest, Tommy Moorhouse has done well at centre back in the last couple of games, and I think his influence was probably missed tonight, particularly in the air. I think it would be harsh to blame individuals, but we just seem to be a bit soft tonight. You know, ball in the air, we just seem to be a bit soft. And I'm not going to be nice to the players. We concede 3 goals at home, you probably deserve to go out.
The players are obviously very down. How do you lift that dressing room ahead of Saturday's game at Tooting?
Well, the fortunate thing is, you know, we'll be training out at Colliers Wood on Thursday. First time we'll be there. We'll get a chance to, you know, really get the legs running and get a buzz. So, you know, hopefully we'll pick them up quite quickly.
Do you think the new training ground facilities that we've secured will have a big impact on the side?
I'm hopeful because, you know, we'll be able to drill on set plays, both attacking and defending.